Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. There's a very wealthy little dog in New York. Her given name is Trouble, but she goes by Princess. When her human owner died, the dog inherited the tidy sum of $12 million. That's a lot of money for a little dog. That's a lot of money for a small city. But we live in a world where the money one has accumulated is sacred. You can do with it what you will. You can build a school. You can fight the global pandemic. You can buy an election. And you can open a bank account for your little dog. We also live in a world where you can sue for just about anything. It turns out that one of Princess's former nannies is a lady who is angry over the number of the times that the little cutie bit her. Dozens of bites, she says, leading to ongoing pain and a permanent wrist brace. The two sides, dog and human, have gone around about this before many times. The courts decided that workers' compensation is where to go for relief, since the lady in question, the injured party, was an employee of the dog's owner. This doesn't sit well with the lady wearing the wrist brace. Her son doesn't like it either. He has announced that he and his mom are, in quotes, gonna get some of that dog's money. Now, you just gotta love a world where a dog's nanny, the nanny's son, a dead millionaire, and a pooch can slug it out in the press prior to slugging it out in yet another court. I wonder if Princess is following any of this. Does one of her crew read her the papers? Does she recognize herself on the 6 o'clock news? Does she even know that she's rich? I guess part of the happiness of being a dog is that, regardless of your social standing, you can still bite the hand that feeds you. Ah, the simple pleasures. Wealthy or poor, smart or not, large or small, you can always bite someone. Perhaps we cut the princess so much slack because, by all accounts, her now deceased owner was a notorious biter herself. In the figurative sense, of course. She's the multimillionaire charmer who once said, "Only little people pay taxes." She said that just before she went to jail, for not paying her taxes. With an owner like that, I guess the princess didn't have much of a chance at a pleasant disposition. We all like to point out how dogs and their owners look alike. Well, maybe they behave alike, too. The deceased knew how to spend money. At one point, she owned the Empire State Building. I wonder if Princess will follow suit. From the dog's point of view, what do you spend $12 million on? How many bones can you bury? How many pairs of those cute dog booties can you wear? The Imelda Marcos of the Pekingese, no doubt. It's a safe bet that even if the dog lives another 10 years, she's 8 now, she'll spend, only $1 million or so. That leaves $11 million wisely invested, earning interest for all those years. So let's be conservative and say she'll die with, $22 million. When Princess leaves a will, how will we know what she really intends? I know there are trustees and all that, but how do we know what she wants? Did she really want to leave that $10 million to the nanny she bit? I think not. Can we be sure that a cool $5 million goes to PETA, but not to the Humane Society? Who knows? Does the will need to have her paw print on it, or are we just trusting the lawyers all over again? After all, it was the lawyers who arranged for a dog to inherit $12 million in the first place. Maybe she should have a living will. We could line up a bunch of pictures for Princess to look at. There would be pictures of organizations, pictures of other pets, a picture of the mail carrier, whatever. Then we hold up a bunch of money in front of each picture, one picture at a time. When she barks her happy bark, she'll be telling us, "Yes, they're in my will." Conversely, when she snarls her naughty snarl, she'll be saying, "No way, not a penny for her." It's a great idea for a reality TV show. Maybe Princess Heirs or Doggy for a Day. I do so look forward to that. Oh, well, who am I to say what's to be done with someone else's money? In this case, indeed, it's a dog's life.